You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
The Groove Tomb.
Do the hammer lock.
Do you have any other old records besides these?
I do the hammer lock.
Then the police came. I went in the house.
Do the hammer lock, you turkey dance. Yeah, do the hammer lock.
Because as we sit here chatting, there are important papers flying rampant around my apartment because I don't have anything to hold them down with.
The Groove Tomb.
You now have the option to terminate and be cremated on the premises.
Slowly. 91.7 WYXR. It's 3 o'clock on a Monday. You're listening to The Groove Tune. My name is Billups. I'll be with you till 4 o'clock. Playing music of a nature. Usually something that just I pick out of my collection. Some rock and roll, some jazz, some soul. Just getting you through that beginning of the week. The opening Monday in the middle of the afternoon. This is that time of day where if you had a big lunch, you're starting to think about going to bed after you get home from work. Or, you know, hitting the accelerator. Getting home a little too soon. You know, take it easy. It's hot. It's a rough day out there. But, you know, it's also a good day to look into the sky and think about what you might eat for dinner. We started that set off with the Knockout Pills. The song was Twist Twist. Mighty good band from Tucson. A relic from my collection. New stuff this week. We've got a few new singles from the Breakout label. They reissue some really great punk records. And we've got another reissue from Paul Ngozi. But other than that, it's just stuff I've been picking out. This is a Breakout single right here that I have lined up for you. This is The Thought Criminals. The song is I Won't Pay. And let's hear it. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR.
Doesn't bother me. time should come when you had a reason to come back. We'll do what you want, it doesn't bother me. You tell me lies, but then it may be true. According to my changing points of view. Well, maybe you'll not make it, but I'd like you to try. In a way I think it's funny, so dry up your eyes. The tears look wrong on girls as tough as you.
banyu babanga uyende na kukala ndi ulemu chifu kwanga ti ulibe ulemu niza kupanga ngozi ine ndikonda anthu aulemu chifu kwa ine niziba kuchaya tumamba amato bwinu. Vokamba kamba vileta pamulomo chifu kwa vena vaziva kuyasha tuko poto ngozi. Vokamba kamba vokamba kamba vileta pamulomo chifu kwa ine niziva kuchaya tuko upota ngozi.
Tisa chita chiani, kwa inu anzani. those teenage blues. You take my money and then you call me honey. So confused, I've got those teenage blues. One day you love me, then again you don't want me anymore. Gonna pack my things and slam your door. Those teenage
thank you.
91.7 WYXR. You're listening to The Groove Tomb. My name is Billups. And it is 3:37 right about now. 3:37 on a Monday afternoon. You're listening to The Groove Tomb, the show I do during the hour between 3 and 4 on the afternoon on Monday. You just heard Neon Pearl. The song is What You See. Before that, we had Grand Funk Railroad with High on a Horse. Big Clown from right here in Memphis, Tennessee, played Everybody. Before that, we had Barbara Lynn with Teenage Blues. The Ngozi Family with Nzikapangan Ngozi. TV Repairman preceded that with Out of Order. And I believe that's where we picked up the set. And you can find out more about the show and other shows that you want to find about on WYXI.org. There's a prompt here to talk about the fact that the House has just voted to rescind $1.1 billion in funding already approved for public media. Support that stations like WYXR count on to serve their communities. The bill now moves to the Senate, and if passed, that funding will be gone for good. You can speak up now by contacting your senators at protectmypublicmedia.org. If asked why, I would encourage you personally to do that. You know, I remember in the 90s when... And in the early 2000s, I think we reached a point, and I may be wrong by one or two, but there was a time when we had sort of gotten down to just KXCI in Tucson and WFMU in New Jersey. And those were, I think, two of the last public licenses, and they were being chased. And since that time, you know, in cities all over the country, these sorts of situations have been picking up. And I think it's a great thing. But, you know, it's got to continue moving forward, I think, for the various communities. Because, you know, if you drive down the East Coast, you'll find one or two. And if you drive down the East Coast and you look for commercial radio, you'll have no trouble finding the same set of songs being played on the same wave every time and time again. And you know, I know you think that community radio is aimed at bearded, weird record store clerks and people like me who just want to come on here and play random things, but I love AC/DC. I love things of a mainstream nature on occasion, but I don't think it should be the only thing we hear, and I don't think it should be the only thing we're exposed to. And I think if that's all that we're exposed to, you know, there are a lot of communities and a lot of people left out. So community radio for me is a, you know, a reach into the community. And I feel like WYXR does their part here in the community in Memphis. And I like to play songs that I think you might not have heard and might not be played anywhere else. Not because I think I'm so much smarter than you, but because I just feel like it needs to happen. And that's why I think you should continue to support fighting for community media in general, not just radio, you know. But in this case, we're talking about a town that has two really good public radio outlets. So, you know, we want that to keep going. So that's not the only choice you have in Memphis is the big stations. And, you know, I grew up on that too. You know, I'm not trying to say that, yeah, that not trying to chastise your taste for liking big radio. But there's room for small radio, and we should continue to make room for it. All right, I hope that wasn't too much of a soapbox thing there. I hope I didn't bore you off the road or anything, but, if nothing else, it gives people like me something to do once a week. What have I got lined up for you? I've got the Stanley Brothers lined up. I'm going to play that, and I'm going to keep going until 4 o'clock. Man, my head is all over the place today. 4 o'clock, we got Sonosphere, another great show that concentrates on events here right in Memphis often, talking about classical and experimental music happening here in town. And you want to be alerted to that, and you can find that to be a great radio show. And the music continues into the night. Even on a slow Monday, we've got the witching hour at midnight, and shows all the way up till then. We stay on the air. Bring in some alternate choices for you. All right, I'm going to get off this now, and here's the Stanley Brothers. You're listening to The Groove Tomb. This is 91.7 WYXR.
scared your nose out of the air. Don't you know that it's polluted up there? Won't you come on? Join the people that care about making this world just and fair. Please get your nose out of the is good up there. Here with you, come on down. Join now the people that care about making this world just is it your looks now on which you base your stand? That makes you think you're the leader of the band. You don't look any better. I'm just different, that's all. Leave all the different sides of San Francisco. Well, if it makes you act so small, and under the skin now, y'all, they say that we're all supposed to be just about the same. I can't believe it. And if you think that you can do something that nobody else can, here to tell you that you built your castle on a grain of sand. Because you're not a damn bit better than anybody else in this
yeah.
individual looks now. Tell me that on the way to base your stand. That makes you think of, tell me who makes you think you're the leader of the band. Here to tell you that you built your castle on a grain of
Well, Lou Bond brought us right up to 4 o'clock hour. I didn't time that right, but in fact, I kind of did.